Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Everybody, it is 9:07 WTIC News Talk 1080. You are tuned in to the Will Marotti Show. This is your host, Will Marotti. Slightly better today than yesterday, but way better than earlier in the week. So, how you doing this morning? Is it true? I'm hearing that we're actually going to have some nice weather. I don't know how long it's going to last, but oh my goodness, the wind! How about the crazy wind the last few days? You know, we have a little gazebo thing on our deck in the back, and that thing got picked up off the ground like 4 feet, and like the house in the Wizard of Oz, it just dropped. And fortunately, it dropped with no damage, so it was pretty, you know, advantageous how it actually landed. But yeah, I'm looking at weather today. It could be 70, 75 Thursday, 70 Friday, 70 Saturday, 77 Sunday. Wow. This is impressive. We like this. This is very good. So, hey, today's All Caller Wednesday, which means we intentionally do not schedule any outside guests, that you are the special guest. We want to hear from you. We've always wanted this to be a caller-driven show. And so it gets up. Okay, caller-driven show, and we always want that to be the case on Wednesdays, and so we're waiting for you, Joey Burgoyne, the legendary Joey Burgoyne, filling in for Matt Sirois, and so we're Joey's waiting. Joey's waiting with great anticipation to take your call. I'm waiting with great anticipation to take your call. 860-522-9842. A lot of stories to talk about today. The mayor of Chicago once again displays why she's one of the worst human beings in America and should not be the mayor of Chicago. It's just a horrible, horrible thing. Things that she says, things that she infers. Just, I don't know what she's thinking most of the time. And this I just found out yesterday. Now, if you're a parent, I would think that this is a huge problem for you if you have an infant, right? I just found out yesterday there's a national baby formula shortage, and it's hitting Connecticut. Some parts of the country are literally like out of baby formula. I don't know what the problem is. I heard one report that there's one plant, I think they said in Michigan, that manufactures the bulk of the powder formula, and it's been shut down, and they can't get going again, and so it's unbelievable. And so six states, Iowa, South Dakota, North Dakota, Missouri, Texas, Tennessee, so it's all over the map. They're out of stock. Rates are at 50%. So half of what they normally have. And some parents are saying they can't find it. They can't find formula. And then the price gouging, I don't know if you call it gouging, but the price on like Amazon are ridiculous. So we need to get some relief there. So having said that, it's 9/11. Let's take a moment and focus our thoughts, shall we? Heavenly Father, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we thank you for another glorious day of life, another day to enjoy your creation, another day to be able to do the things we want to do and need to do. We thank you for our families. Thank you for friends. Thank you for the freedom we have still in this country to live and speak and do as we want, as we wish, as long as it doesn't harm others. And I want to pray specifically for this baby formula shortage problem. This is insane. I just can't imagine the most powerful country in the world, you know, baby formula. So, Lord, I don't know what it's going to take with these factories getting back online, but we just pray that that would happen. We pray that parents would be able to find what they need for their kids, and that these kids would not be malnourished, but would get everything that they need. We pray for the men and women in armed forces for your protection, keep them safe. And we pray for our first responders, particularly our police, in very, very tenuous time for police, with so many people down on them. And now we're seeing the results. And so we pray for safety in our cities and our towns, and keep people safe on subways and trains and just everything. So thank you again for today, Lord. We pray for wisdom, guidance, direction, particularly wisdom for our leaders. And we thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I get an amen out there? You may submit your amens via social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, same account, same handle, all four accounts, at Will Marotti. And, yeah, and so... oh, here they come. Here come the amens. You guys are awesome. I love you guys. 860-522-9842. Like I said, all caller Wednesday. No call scheduled. So you are no guest scheduled. So you are the special guests, and love to hear from you today with a baby formula shortage story. This thing with Lori Lightfoot, the Chicago mayor. I don't get it. There's something I don't get. I'll get into that in a second. But she referring to the leaked memo, the Supreme Court leaked memo of the draft and the potential of overturning Roe v. Wade. And, you know, here's the thing. Even if that happens, you know, you got to keep in mind abortion's not being outlawed. The decision and the regulations and the carrying out of it goes back to the decision making of the states, which I think is a smart thing. But the liberals, the progressives, are losing their minds over this. And so Lori Lightfoot yesterday on Twitter talked about rallying the troops and issued a call to arms, specifically what she said, a call to arms. We must win. We must go to victory. Now, a call to arms generally, I don't know, but I always thought that was kind of like a call to, you know, violence, a call to, you know, arms, you know, weapons. You know, of course, progressives don't like weapons. And Chicago certainly is a town that shouldn't, amen, amen. Not a town that should have weapons because people are so murderous in Chicago. But when you're a mayor of a major city and you're calling a call to arms, and she was speaking out to all her LGBTQ plus friends, which a lot of them, I don't imagine, you know, would have a need for abortion particularly, but I don't know. I don't know. What do you think of that? I mean, to me, that seems incredibly irresponsible. That, you know, particularly when we have people, yes, I know, thank you. Particularly when we have people camping out on at the houses of many of our Supreme Court justices. I mean, I wouldn't want that. Would you want to have people camped out in front of your house because they're mad at you? Because of how you may adjudicate a case that's what you're called to do. That's your job, right? I don't know. I don't know how that goes. And so when you've got that happening, where you've got protesters, angry protesters, camping out around Supreme Court justice houses, and then you're the mayor of a major city, and you call for a call to arms, I don't get it. I just think that's completely irresponsible. But I think she's completely irresponsible. I think she's an irresponsible human being, and I think that's kind of how it goes. 860-522-9842. We have a great sponsor for our first call of the day. Eagle Rivet, just a phenomenal roofing company. They can handle all roofing needs. And we're going to go to that right now. First caller today brought to you by Eagle Rivet, the roofing partner you can trust. Let's go to Frank in Woodbridge. Frank, how are you?
Good, good. I don't know if you heard the news, but in Ukraine, we know how important the commodity wheat is. There's 27 tons of wheat, and they can't get it out of the country because Putin has the Black Sea blocked off. And if that wheat goes bad, you think food prices are high now. You ain't seen anything yet.
27 what, tons?
27 tons of wheat. And there's talk now that the Ukraine farmers,
yeah,
maybe for next year's crop, maybe 50%, and that's being generous. Some of them might not plant at all because it's kind of hard to plant wheat when missiles are flying over your head. I tell you, this is a serious problem because people are spending all their money on food, rent, and gasoline. They're not going to have any money to spend it on anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
And the inflation number was higher than it was year over year. There's only one way to get rid of inflation. You have to destroy the economy. And if you destroy this economy, there goes the stock market.
Well, I mean, look at the stock market already. The stock market is heading down precipitously.
I warned everybody on January 3rd to get out.
Yeah.
People are calling for the bottom. Forget about a bottom.
Yeah.
If this keeps up, this thing could sell off another 30% or more. Oh, absolutely. Because once the shorts come in and the margin calls come and people don't have the money to cover the margin calls, the price goes down to another level and then more margin calls. It's
right,
like a
right.
snowball going down the hill.
Right.
It's
well,
really a sad comment. Joe Biden refuses to take any responsibility for this.
You know, I was talking to somebody about this yesterday. I was talking, and by the way, the person I was talking to said, well, I haven't heard Frank call recently.
Well, I just and got back from it. I went back to Sicily. I got back Friday afternoon.
You're kidding me.
Yeah,
you went back?
In. Yeah, I went back twice. I took my mother. It was the best time we ever had. Cause I
oh, man. Wow, that's awesome, Frank. But we talked about this, and here's kind of how it went. We were saying, like, you know, it almost seems to us to take the economy as strong as it was, you know, 2 years ago and get it to where it is right now. It's almost intention. You're trying to intentionally damage the economy.
There's no doubt about it, because the more people that go broke, the more people that go on the dole, and they vote Democratic. That's it.
Wow.
You know, they're evil.
I believe that. I believe a lot of what's going on is evil.
No, it's evil.
I don't think
you destroy a man's livelihood to take care of his family.
Yeah.
My father always told me that, Frank, don't ever do that, because then the man gets desperate and then you might have a problem.
I haven't seen it cost over $60 to fill my car in years, and it happened yesterday.
Now, there are some people. Now, listen, I'm fortunate. I'm not just telling you. These costs, yeah, they're bothering me, but I have the money. But the rest of my family doesn't.
Yeah,
and the
rest
of my friends don't, and you know, and that's what I care about. Plus, the country, 99% of the people are getting hurt by this. Only a small
absolutely, group absolutely. No, you're 100% right, Frank, and that's why I say, you know, I'm hoping that this ugly monster, I called it a three-headed monster with Biden, Harris, and Peppermint Patty, who's leaving or has left now, the spokesperson. This thing, I'm hoping this ugly monster is going to be castrated.
Well, it's four heads. You got to put Fauci in there, and the White
House. Fauci, yeah, but he's like a mini one though. He's like a little mini evil scientist.
100 million more people might have the virus by the end of next winter. We're going to start that up all again.
Well, I know, but they're desperate.
Off.
They're desperate at this point, Frank. And the pharma companies love having the huge income coming in from the vaccines, so they don't want to stop that at all. But I think that monster gets castrated in November with this next election.
Because we can't afford it.
I know. And then I think it gets decapitated in 2024. That's what I'm hoping
for. So.
Figuratively, of course, not literally decapitation. Figurally.
But the bottom line is, what have I always told you? I don't put my faith in these people. I put my faith in the Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen, Frank.
That's who I put
Amen.
My faith in.
And that's why prayer is so important. And that's why we got to pray for the country. Pray for the country, pray for baby formula. I mean, just how do you run out of baby formula in the strongest, most powerful country in the nation? I don't understand it. Speaking of that, let's go to Glastonbury and Kelly. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So my mother is very into holistic ways of life, and She once solved one of my problems with my colicky child with goat's milk.
And really?
Actually, it worked just like formula, believe it or not.
I just don't know how plentiful goat's milk is because I don't have any goats kicking around. That's the problem.
Yeah, right? But Meyenberg is the company. It's a whole powdered goat milk, vitamin D. And they make it.
Wow.
And it's a substitute for formula.
Wow. Wow. Well, you know, I mean, I'm not saying everybody should do this, and I don't know what the percentage anymore, but I remember with our two kids, I mean, both of them, you know, my wife breastfed both of our kids, and we had very little need of formula, but, you know, that's not possible for everybody, so.
Well, I just want to put that out there for everybody. Right.
Goat's milk. What was the company again, Kelly?
Meyenberg,
and they have goat's milk formula.
They have, it's a powdered milk.
Wow. Okay. Very good.
Okay. Thank you.
Check with your pediatrician first, though, before you do that, folks. Yes. Make sure your pediatrician says it's good. All right.
Yep.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. More of your calls. 860-522-9842. And all caller Wednesday today on the Wednesday edition of the Will Marotti Show. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. 9:27. Let's see. Baby formula shortage. Three cities. This is amazing. Three cities in Connecticut on the list of allergy capitals. These three cities rank among the top 11 most challenging places to live in the country with seasonal allergies, according to the Asthma and Allergy Foundation on the American Allergy Capital 2022 list. They take into consideration factors like spring pollen, fall pollen, over-the-counter medicine use. Three Connecticut towns, the worst places to live if you have allergy. And I do. I have always had, what is in the fall? Is that ragweed? And in the spring is hay fever? I used to always have the thing in the fall. Like August, I'd get hit with it. I guess that's probably ragweed. Ragweed. But just the last couple of years, I started here in the spring. It's been bothering me. So I think I've got allergies in both cases now. I don't know. It's strange. So it is difficult, you know, when you're trying to do stuff and you're sneezing and coughing and stuff. It makes it harder for sure. But they do have some good medication that works. I kind of switch around with different things. All right, listen, we're taking a break. Commercials, news. When I come back, I'm going to give you the three top cities in Connecticut that are the worst allergy ones. They're worst in the country, top 11. I'll give you those, and of course, we'll take your calls, 860-522-9842, and then I'll give a shout-out to the Amen Choir sometime in the next half hour. So stay with us. Joey Burgoyne in for Matt Sirois today, and Will Marotti in for himself today on the Wednesday edition, all-caller Wednesday edition of the Will Marotti Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back, 9:38. That's too bad about the Journey concert, huh? Boy, if that was your time zone, right? I mean, I must have been in middle high school, I guess, when Journey came out. And I like them. Good band. Too bad though. I hope they get that rescheduled. That'll be nice. I remember at the start of COVID, what a horrible thing we had. We had a concert scheduled here at New Life Church. Here at New Life Church, Danny Gokey, some of you are familiar with Danny, American Idol fame, very, very popular contemporary Christian artist, and packed, sold out, and it was day one of special order one from Governor Lamont that put restrictions, gatherings of no more than 250 people. And we had a heart-wrenching time trying to decide what we should do. Should we have it? Should we not have it? It was early still, but, I mean, we still had about 50 people already outside waiting to get in for VIP. And so I called a bunch of people and just asked, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? At the end of the day, I felt like, you know what? We need to honor this thing the governor put in place, because we didn't know what COVID was, you know, March 10th or 11th, whatever it was, 2020. We had no idea what we're dealing with. And so I went to the manager, Danny's manager. I said, hey, we got to pull a plug here. I just can't see us moving forward. And so we went outside. We already had so much food made. We brought food out to everybody that was in line. We fed them. We told them how sorry we were. And then about a half an hour later, Danny's manager, now we had all our volunteers still there, probably 100 volunteers. Danny's manager came to me and said, hey, you know, Danny feels really bad about all this too. He wants to do a private concert for your volunteers. So we had 100 of us in our cafe, and they set the band up there, and it was unbelievable. One of the greatest times ever, private concert by Danny Gokey, even though it was bad that we had to, cancel, and it was a hard time. It was a hard time, but it was a good time. But so I feel for the Journey folks that had tickets for the Journey concert. 860-522-9842 is the number. I told you when I got back, I'd give you the three cities, the three allergy capitals in Connecticut. Are you ready? Do you have your tissues out? your Benadryl or your Allegra or whatever it is that you take, right? Here they are. Na, 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 na. Number 11 on the list, the worst cities in the country. Number 11 is Bridgeport. Number 9 worst in the country for allergies is New Haven. And then number 7 worst in the country for allergies is Hartford. Hartford, New Haven, Bridgeport in the top 11 worst cities in America for allergies. So there you have it. So if you're up coughing, hacking, sneezing this morning in one of those towns, time to move out. Time to go somewhere else. All right, 860-522-9842. Let us go to Miss Kim. Hello, Kim.
Hello, Pastor Will. I was going to say I would cross what those worst cities with what is the population of those cities. And if I remember, I think I remember something about Puerto Ricans have a high risk of having allergies, and I don't know why, but I think I remember that from years ago.
Well, I'm gonna blow that out of the water, because the next town after Bridgeport is Scranton, Pennsylvania, and I don't think they have a very high Latino population. Last time I was in Scranton, so I don't know.
Well, I would still look to see if these people have any vulnerabilities. And don't feel bad about what not knowing about COVID, by the way. No one seemed to know what COVID was.
Well, not on March 11th, 2020, right?
Right. No, it was whatever the media said it was, the lying media, whatever the lying politicians and the lying health authorities said it was, and it changed by the day, so don't feel bad about that.
Well, I felt bad we had to cancel the concert. That's what or we chose to cancel the concert. I feel bad about that.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Yeah. So one thing I would like to bring people's attention to is the Republicans are all patting themselves on the back. They had Mitch McConnell and many of the other Republicans, Roy Blunt, who takes money from Monsanto like crazy. They're all patting each other in the back for sending billions of dollars to Ukraine to help them fight the Russians. So what they said, this will help Ukraine and this will do this and this will do that. They also forgot to say this will increase the risk of World War III, nuclear weapons being used. Forgetting to tell you all the things that are wrong with what we're doing.
Yeah.
The money, once it goes, by the way, this money, once it goes, and it's more money than we have spent in the last 5 years of the Afghan war is what we're sending now.
Wow.
And once it leaves the United States, and it's more money than for 3 years, I think it was, where stats came out, than what we spend on our entire border protection.
Well, that's not surprising, because we're not doing anything on the border.
And And once it leaves the country, this is why all these people talk about it being a piggy bank, Ukraine. Once it leaves a country, that's the country, by the way, that the Biden family was making billions of dollars, or millions of dollars, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So once it leaves the country, there's no accounting for this. They're all saying, in my mind, they're all saying Biden family, the Pelosi family, and probably Mitt Romney and all that, they're all saying, yes, send that money, and they're going to skim right off of it. And we put ourselves at risk of nuclear war. This is insanity that's going on.
Well, I still say, I mean, what do I know, right? But I still say the whole nuclear war thing is a bluff, Putin's bluff, and he'll never do it.
Well, why is he telling his people, and we're not, by the way, prepare. Start getting your bunkers ready. They have been preparing for this for a long time because they know the enemy and we don't. We go around looking at, stupid stuff about, what Amber Heard did to whatever his name
is.
It
is funny.
And all the dopey
it
stuff.
Is funny. Here's what you're talking about, fraud. This came out yesterday. This is mind-boggling to me. The PPP money that went out to businesses during COVID, now they're saying $100 billion of it was taken by fraud. $100 billion.
Yeah. A lot of it went to foreign countries.
Unbelievable.
Insanity. There's no accounting.
No accountability whatsoever.
And the controllers want you to focus on something and support whatever they want. Today, it's Ukraine. It's ridiculous.
It is. No, I that's the problem. We just don't know what the truth is. We don't know what the truth is. We don't know who to believe. We don't know where to go with it. It's very frustrating.
We never learn.
Well, I think that's human nature, though. People just don't learn for some reason until it really hurts them. Once they feel pain, they learn. But, Kim, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Let's go to let's take a break. A couple commercials. I'll come back. I'll give a shout-out to the Amen Choir. A couple more calls, 860-522-9842. All caller Wednesday here on the Will Marotti Show. Joy Burgoyne filling in for Matt Sorais, waiting patiently with great anticipation, waiting for your calls, 860-522-9842. Give us a call. We'd love to talk with you. We'll be right back. All righty. Welcome back. 9:51. Let us go to Simsbury and David. David, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Pastor. Two quick things. You mentioned the fraud with the money there, COVID money. They're already setting up for the fall for it to be a catastrophic event, and they're going to ask for more money.
That's what I'm hearing. CDC looking for billions of dollars to prepare for the fall surge. Gosh. Yeah. They're unbelievable.
Crazy. The second thing is, I just want to get your opinion on. I had heard that people say that they thought DeSantis was setting himself up for 2024. And just, what are your thoughts on that?
No, I don't think so at all. I think he's been pretty clear about it. I think he's indicated he's not interested. I think he wants to wait until the deck's clear with Donald Trump. Either way. But no, I think he'll just stay in the path he's on and wait and see. I don't think he's
going to. If Donald Trump decided not to run, do you think that would change his mind?
He said no. I mean, but a lot of people say no. He said if he would not run no matter what, and he wouldn't take the VP spot. So we'll see. But I think he's just waiting for the year to clear, and then he gets a total clear run at it in 28. I think that's probably what he's thinking about. But again, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. I'm just going by what he said.
Okay, well, have a good day, Pastor.
You too. Thanks for calling, dude. I appreciate it. 860-522-9842. Let's go to the beautiful community of Wallingford, Connecticut, and Donald. Hey, Don, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm so happy I moved to Wallingford and got out of Middletown.
Yeah, me too.
Also, I don't have a lot to say. I'm a very simple person. And my wife and I were talking this morning. We can't, in the richest country in the world, we can't find day before.
I know. Doesn't make, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, the plants shut down. This is again, post-COVID problem. The biggest plant in the country that makes powdered formula is down. And so once that happens, all the other stuff gets used up. They didn't have inventory to begin with. And I don't know that this isn't a function of bad business, because I think a lot of stores have intentionally reduced the amount of inventory they carry. But, and I wonder if this is true with the baby formula.
No, I just think that the government has to start thinking about baby formula.
Well, and the worst thing, if you want babies to live, the worst thing you do is have the government involve a baby formula. That would be the worst baby. That'd be the worst baby genocide in the history of the world. You have to go back to biblical times to see something that bad. You get the government involved with managing formula, Donald. That would be a disaster.
I'm a very simple man.
I am too.
my wife and I were talking today, and we couldn't believe that.
Yeah, I know.
We couldn't believe it.
It is hard to imagine that in the United States of America, we have a baby formula shortage. It's crazy. Donald, thanks for your call. Hey, let me give a quick shout out to the Amen Choir here. Good, solid numbers today. Michelle F., Janine H., Mark M., Martine C., Jeffrey S., Bill K., Jim R., Dennis R., Kevin W., Carol L., John G., John L., WBD, Rudy from Florida, Tom B., James T., Stephen C., Gigi, Frank S., Marlene B., Howard N., Tom B., Sarah F., Priscilla W., Carol J., Donna R., Julie H., Carla U., Deborah S., Elaine P., Angelo A., Jolie C., Joanne H., Karen S., Teresa J., Duke C., first timer, brand new one, Mary Ann L., Thor S., Nancy B., Charles B., Patricia W., Lynn B., Lori M., Monica M., Linda from Florida, Rob K., Sharik, Alex D., Peter, Val, David D., Karen A., William M., Ed W., Ray Z., Chris B., Shelby B. You guys are awesome. Thank you very much. And let's go to Bridgeport and Larry. Larry, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Pastor. Thanks for your show. Quick comment, if I could. If you get a chance, Todd yesterday had a gentleman on, Mr. Beebe,
mm-hmm.
and he worked for President Bush and Vice President Cheney. He's a foreign policy expert. He was excellent.
Okay.
If you get a chance, listen to that part of the podcast from yesterday from Todd, and you should really look to have him on.
Yeah,
because
he has a
totally different perspective than that military guy you have on all the time, the deep state guy.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Steve Bucci.
Yeah, this guy, you got to listen to him if you get a chance. And hop on as a guest. He really is great. Now, my only reason really for calling other than that is Biden, okay?
Yes.
He gets in front of a microphone. He looks at the American people. And he's really not telling the truth. Okay, he's not telling the truth.
No.
Because he's saying he's doing everything he can to lower energy prices. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican.
Nobody believes that.
He's so full of crap because what's happened is for every 100 acres of federal and private land that they lease for energy research and exploration, it's now 20% of what it was before Biden became president.
Yeah.
So under Trump, for every 100 acres, now it's down to 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number two, the license fees have gone up.
Mm-hmm.
The taxes have gone up on any platforms and any other exploration.
Mm-hmm.
And the final thing is, look what they did to the XL pipeline. It was all ready to go. It would have offset the Russian oil, which is about 700 to 800 thousand barrels a day. You know, I think it's almost a million barrels a day we were bringing in from Russia.
Mm.
That would have replaced it. What would have come in from Canada with this pipeline, and Biden shut it down and he won't open it up. And the media is in bed with this guy. The media doesn't even question him. I mean, other than maybe Fox, nobody really questions him.
Yeah.
I would love to question the president because I'd say, what are you talking about? You're not doing everything you can to lower energy prices for working families.
He's off limits to the press. I mean, first of all, Larry, he doesn't take that many questions to begin with.
No,
Trump
no,
used to
no,
take questions every day. He'd be walking out on the lawn and he'd stop and he'd answer questions. He takes very little questions, but he, I mean, you know, when he does take questions, they give him a list. It's a setup.
So it's all a cupcake deal. He's got, you know, he gets some softball question from
it's horrible. Larry, I'm sorry. I gotta let you go for the news, but thank you so much for your call, and I'll check into that guest. All right, we're gonna take a break. Commercials, news, more calls next hour. 860-522-9842. Give us a call. We really love to talk to you today, and Joey can't wait to talk to you, and I can't wait to talk to you. So give us a call. Wednesday edition, Wilmer Rogers Show, WTIC News Talk 1080.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.